All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Tie Chasers Podcast, where each week we try to bring on a special guest that will hopefully help you, the listeners, become a better angler. Now, as always, we always try to support our local businesses, whether it be a guide, a captain, a shop, artistic decorator, photographer, video guy, or even just one of our locals doing good things for the community. And then, you know what, today is going to be that local doing big things for our community. We had him on the show before, talked about his show, and talked about a couple events he has coming up, and that it's right around the corner of that event. So, you know what, let's just cut to the chase. Besides that, before that, let's bring on my co-host Bobby, who's kind of stuck in the middle of work and whatnot, but he's signing on in. What's
this
up, Bob?
This is not what I would like to be doing.
It's okay.
I'm sitting in the office, recording a podcast when I should be on the water somewhere.
Well, you'd rather be on the water. Well, you'd rather be on the water than on the podcast with us? That's horrible.
No, I'd rather be on the water doing a podcast with you. I think our next podcast we should go
on the drift boat.
I don't know, boat side podcast. That's
there
what
you
should
go.
Do.
All right. Cool. All right. So, well, I mean, our guest today is also one of Bobby's good friends in the same area, in the same neighborhood. Guys, I'd like to welcome Nick Konchesky back on the show. What are you doing, Nick?
Hey, what's up, boys? How's it going again? Thanks for having me back, man.
Always, man. We love the energy that you bring to the show. Even from our last show, all the guests were like, dude, he has so much energy. We vibe off of that. So we love it, man.
Awesome. Killer, man. What do we got? What do you want to talk about today?
Okay. I mean, everything today. I mean, let's talk about your show real quick. Updates still from the last podcast we had with you. Sure. What's been going on with the show? Let us know.
Well, funny enough, like you and I were just talking about this. I just flew back in from San Diego, Coronado, actually last night. Got in real late. We just filmed an episode out there. We're doing season 3 filming right now. And I just filmed. It's so killer, man. I don't know if any of your listeners are old skateboarders or anything, but I filmed with original Bones Brigade member Mike McGill and Bucky Lazick out there. So it was so rad, man. I'm not going to let you know what we did with the show, but it's true underground kind of stuff, you know. But so the Saltwater Underground season 3 is going to start airing in January on Sportsman's Channel. And then in quarter one. And then in quarter 2 is we're going to be on Discovery Channel. Then after that, season 3 will be having the reruns on Waypoint TV after that. So, yeah, just right in the middle of things right now, filming every day, man, for every week. It's been crazy.
Dude, I don't even know how you keep up with this kind of energy, man. It's just like I'd be halfway dead doing everything you do right now.
It's called Miller Lite.
Keeps on your toes. Are you international yet, or are we just expanding out to West Coast?
You mean for the show?
Yeah.
Well, ideally, I'm really trying to keep the majority, like if not like 90% of the episodes in the Northeast here, and specifically in New Jersey, because I want to really focus on the fisheries up here in our area that don't get all the hooting and hollering that like Florida gets and all in Texas and North Carolina. So, we did this one episode out there in San Diego because I thought it would be so cool to show that, you know, like pro skaters love fishing too. You know, it's like their hobby and their passion. And like last year I had Dean Ween of the band Ween on. You know, there's so many celebrity type people and rock stars that love fishing. It's not just all of us that love it. You know, it's these Hollywood types too. And people that I loved watching growing up. But eventually we'll do some, you know, once we expand the budget a little bit more, we'll probably get some international destinations in there too.
That's a cool thing though. Like your show, we love watching your show because what happens, it's not the typical fishing show. You know what I mean? It's kind of like your character, your personality fits in with everything we do and you keep it funny and realistic. Now you see, you go out to the West Coast, you're fishing with skateboarders, you know, next thing you do, I think Fletcher Cox does cards. What I think one of our Eagles played loves fishing just as much. You should try to get a show done with him, you know?
Yeah, I know there's a ton of football guys actually that love it. And some of their agents have reached out to me. So we're working on some things, you know? And if you know any Steelers guys, let me know, bro. That's my team.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're all in Philadelphia here and we're a big Eagles fan. You just asked us about finding you a Steelers guy?
I got to, dude. I remember old Philly football when I was at Villanova for college. I just remember it was Philly, Philly this, Philly that. So I got Phillied out for a little bit, you know.
God, totally understood, man. Definitely. All right, so Underground's taking off, you guys. If you guys haven't already caught his past episodes, make sure you guys do it, dude. Guaranteed. Grab a bucket of popcorn and something to drink. It's a hilarious, great show. Nick puts on an incredible show for you, for everyone. And we're looking forward to season 3 also, man.
Awesome.
Cool. So since fall's right around the corner, let's touch up a little bit on fall, and then we're going to touch on to the big event that's coming up soon. So
sure.
So fall fishing, you know, you've lived in the Jersey Shore forever, so you literally know what comes during the fall. You know, our summer doldrums are gone. You know, all the summer fish, fluke fishing is just finishing up now. So what do we got on the list coming up in the next few months?
I mean, obviously there's a ton of stuff happening, and you know, starting off with the fall run, you know, that right after Labor Day, it happens just like clockwork. Like the nights start getting cool, you know, still getting sunny days, like high 70s, early 80s type of temperatures. But back in the days, like when I was a kid, like the 80s and 90s and stuff, you know, September and October were the months to fish, and you would never see really so much fish extend past like November 15th. It was always September, October, but those seasons have changed. And now we all know that October, like mid to late October, November and December are like our hottest months in the surf. Mm-hmm. But that being said, right now in the surf is hopping, man. So like I just had right now we're starting to see all these Bonito and False Albies show up, and the Spanish Max finally showed up last week. That's like really the first Spanish that I've seen all summer long, from the surf I'm talking about. There's a ton of rain bait around, spearing, peanut bunker. I haven't seen personally so much mullet in the surf, but all these small little bait fish are around, and Bonito are crashing the schools. I hooked up with a bunch of them a few days ago. And I know that my one buddy had a bunch of False Albies just this morning, or no, yesterday morning, meaning that September 26th. So those Albies are around right now, you know, and a ton of like the textbook 2 to 3 pound Taylor bluefish that are around that are hitting the mullet rigs. Striped bass started to bite now in the mornings on plugs. Like you can catch like 6 to 10 fish if you really put in your time in the morning on a good high tide. So there is a ton of action going on, man. I mean, it's all really starting to happen.
Cool. So the time.
Do you think it's?
Go ahead, Bob.
Do you think it's set up better than most years?
It depends what species we're talking about, you know. Like we didn't really see the Bonito last year, so to see them now again is really it's encouraging to see. You know, like four years ago they came in heavy, but last year they were kind of missing, and this year they came back. Same with the little tunny. It seems like we're seeing a lot more action with little tunny. The bluefish are right on time, but historically this was the time of year in September when you get the 8 to 14, 15, 18 pound bluefish. And now it seems like they're all replaced in the last like 4 or 5 years with these 1 to 3 pounders, you know, with an occasional 5 or 6. But from what I'm hearing up in Long Island Sound, there's a ton of big bluefish. So maybe they'll hug the coast on the way down as they start migrating southward. We can hope at least.
Yeah.
So the Nick Konashevsky outlook, we'll do ESPN style. What is the Nick Konashevsky outlook for the fall run?
I think it's going to set up awesome. Everything is so late this year. The water temps were so late. The highest water temps of the entire year were last week. They finally got up to like 74, 75 degrees in the surf. Normally in the summer, we'd get up to 79, 80. That's why we didn't see any Spanish or Bonito really around until the last 2 weeks. And I think it's going to be everything's delayed by like 2 weeks this year from what my log books and what's been happening. So I think we're going to have a blitzing October, man. I really do. I think there's so much bait in the surf, at least on the Barrier Island. There's rainfish everywhere. Wherever you look, it's crazy, you know, and bunker schools are out there. So I think the outlook looks great for us. I really do.
So that's what I was going to say. Since we're on this ESPN thing, we're going to use Halloween as our line, right? So what is it for? What is Nick's call over or under for our Halloween blitz? What do you think?
The line before? Okay, so Halloween day
is the 31st. So, yeah,
let me tell you what, usually according to my logbooks, usually that first serious butt blitz is around, you know, November 4th or 5th or somewhere around that time. I know the legendary Halloween blitz of like, you know, I think it was like 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But So before Halloween, like bluefish or bass splits in her boat?
I'm going to say bass. Because that's usually kind of the key way where we think like, all right, the run is
actually. I would say, it's tough. Maybe because you got to be out there all day, you know what I mean, and see what's up. I mean, for me personally, seeing it with my own eyes, maybe I would say three and a half.
Three and a half. So three days, like legit
blitzes. You know what I mean? Like where they last for a while, not just like spraying bait for a look for like a second or two. You know,
you hear it on the podcast first, guys. Nick Conchessi is calling it 3.5 days after Halloween. So we're looking at November 1st, to like around 3rd or 4th. We're going to see our first crazy.
I would have to check the tides on that though. But yeah, you're right. Around that time. I'm pushing it to the best blitz is going to be the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th.
Okay.
Full moon's on the 8th. So there you go.
Look at that. He just looked into his magic crystal ball. He called
you
it.
Heard
guys.
It. You heard it.
You heard it first. So that week, you guys better get your plug bands all set, your lines all lined up, pull that surf rod out of that closet. It's game time.
That's right.
All right. That was our prediction for the fall run. The species coming up. Now this is where it comes in handy. Let's talk about that big event coming up next week. The thing you've been planning all season for. And I've been seeing I've been seeing you post prizes. These prizes are wicked, man.
Do you know how I know it's almost brawl time?
Yeah, don't say
that. Because there's hurricanes everywhere.
I knew it.
That's how I know it's brawl time.
We only had hurricane happen once. So, and this one looks like it's not going to hurt us, but it's the one that's following, we'll say. But thanks for the intro. What we're talking about is my Barrier Island Beach Brawl Surf Fishing Tournament, which is the 4th annual this year. So this is the 4th year I've been putting the show on. And as I mentioned, you know, to you guys know, but for your listeners, I wanted to start a tournament that was in the essence of bringing fun back to surf fishing, man. I mean, so many people are so jaded and bent and angry all the time on Facebook and like, you know, Instagram, and everyone's got a problem. It's like, dude, come on, man, let's just go fish, you know, bring your friends, your family, meet some people, have a good time. Like, you know, it's not even a competition, you know, it's just go out there and have some fun. So I organized this tournament. Like I said, it's the 4th year now. It's going to be October 7th and 8th this year. And it's a 2-day tournament. It's a $45 entry fee. But this is the real kicker, man. I mean, there are cash prizes, right? There's 15 eligible species, right? It's not just a striper tournament or bluefish. 15 eligible species from false albacore to Spanish mackerel, bluefish, blackfish even. And there's 3 categories involved where those fish are all settled in. But the key is that it's a catch photo release only striped bass tournament. And we don't even require you to measure or weigh in the fish. It doesn't even have to be a legal fish. All you have to do, if you catch an 18-inch or an 18-pound striper, you snap a quick photo of it and you release it right back into the water. I don't need you to measure it. I don't need you to weigh it. You can even hold it up as long as the metadata is in there showing that you caught it during the hours of the tournament. And that all goes into a pot and we just pull a random striped bass winner out of the pot, one or two of them. So to minimize any kind of damage when you're fishing out there. But like I said, the real key is we do give out cash prizes, but I never want to publicize them because I don't want people to join a tournament for greed of money. So the whole essence of this tournament is I'm giving away everything for free. So this is what's cool. All the sponsors I've had they've given me, and this is no joke, I tally it all up. I get every product that's been given to me, $25,000 worth of fishing tackle. Jeez. From every single sponsor that's absolutely basically in the fishing tackle industry, from Yeti Coolers, Bubba Blade, Grundins, Shimano, St. Croix, Band of Anglers, Sprout, you name it, we've got products that were given to us to give away. And you don't have to catch anything to win the prizes. I give away maybe 100 bags of filled with like $50, $60 worth of stuff every time. And we just give that stuff away randomly just by entering the tournament. Because I don't want people to feel like if they didn't catch a fish or anything that they can't win anything. That's the whole idea of the tournament, you know, is to bring that kind of fun, loving vibe that you don't even have to catch anything to win.
And that's pretty incredible, man. Like you definitely have to give us that list of sponsors you have, so we make sure to get into our description to let everyone know, you know, who's actually, what companies out there are actually supporting your system. And it's true though, you're right, every day you're on Facebook, right? Especially us fishermen, we're on there, a bunch of us post fish pictures or whatnot, and there's always the few couple guys that just, they seem like they woke up on the wrong side of bed every day, and yeah, they're just angry, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just angry at everybody, angry at the world. You know, just, it's crazy. And I don't understand, like, in the end, guys, it's just fishing. We're here to have fun.
Right. And that's why I want people to, the coolest things that I've heard over the last 3 years of the tournament are people are like, man, I always talked to this guy on the, you know, DMs or Facebook, and we were friends, but we never met face to face. And now we're having conversations. My family fished with his family. You know, I hear all these cool scenarios on a human level where people are like having fun and saying, man, we plan this every Columbus Day weekend now because we want to just come fish and enjoy ourselves and take the kids out or take my wife or take my husband out and go fish, you know, and meet new people. You know, it's like a congregation of people like all throughout the day, you know, like when you're there, you can shoot the breeze with us, have a few beers at the Crab's Claw, Pliables, grab something to eat, just hang with us. If you need a break for a couple minutes, you know, or just want to relax, get some lunch. It's just, it's an event, man. You know, it's not just a fishing tournament.
Exactly. So let's start on the times of the event and like the vicinity. Like, how far can we fish? What are the time slots that we have to fish in?
So the cool aspect of the Barrier Island Beach Brawl is that, and you can get all the rules and regulations on my website at saltwaterunderground.com. The flyer is posted there, and you can read all the rules and regs there. You can also pick up the rules and regs at all the Barrier Island tackle shops, which you guys are, I'm sure, know, with Fisherman Supply, Gabriel Tackle, Charlie's, Betty and Nick's, Grumpy's, Pell's, and Hook House too.
Yeah.
So all those tackle shops have everything you need. But the gist of the rules are that you can fish between the whole Barrier Island from Manasquan Inlet to Barnegat Inlet in the surf, but you can fish the south side of the South Jetty in Manasquan, okay? And the north side of the North Jetty in Barnegat. You cannot fish off the tip of the jetty or inside any of the inlets. That's illegal. No back bays, no canals, no inlets or anything. But I do allow you to fish on a jetty as long as you're fishing on the ocean side. And you can't fish directly off the jetty on the tip. You know what I mean? You can only fish the ocean side. So, you know, that's so we can... Go ahead.
No. So you're saying like inside pocket, it's okay.
Yeah, as long as you're not exactly on the, right. Yeah,
okay.
So that allows the people to target, like if they want to target trigger fish or sheep's head or blackfish, you can do that to win the wild card category, you know? So that's why I allow that from the rocks. But you can fish. It's basically, I think it's something like 20 some miles of turf, you know? So that means you can just, you don't have to fish with a team. You can fish alone. You can fish whenever you want. You start lines in at 5 a.m. on Friday morning, October 7th, and you can fish all through Friday day, through Friday night, through Saturday morning, through Saturday afternoon till 4 p.m. So you get basically almost, I guess, 36 or something, 40 hours of fishing time, you know? So it's up to you when you want to fish. There's no set time. But then lines are out at 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then we have the award ceremony at 6 p.m. So everything's given away like real tight and cleanly for y'all.
So where's the award ceremony and stuff like that? Where's that being held?
It's always at Pliables and Crab's Claw and Lavalette. So at 6 p.m. And you can show up there anytime. Like if your day's done fishing, come hang out, man. The keg will be flowing there. Food be served in the Crab's Claw. And we're working to get everyone a couple free beers too and all that. So it's pretty cool.
Cool. And that, also for the for Island Beach and stuff, do you know, are they doing like a 3-day pass for people that don't have their buggy passes? I always wondered because I know they always, the website always says sold out, not sold out. I don't know. So I figured maybe if you had some information on that.
I honestly do not, but obviously the best way is just to contact Island Beach. I know a couple of my friends were asking if they could get Lavalette beach permits. Mm-hmm. And they still have them available. Those guys bought some Lavalette permits and all that. But you definitely have to and that's in the rules too. You have to contact Island Beach on that because it's a state park, so they run by their own rules there. You know,
I think most of the beaches by you, like Brick and all them, I think August 1st is when they start selling their actual beach passes, allowing people on. I'm not sure 100%, but I think most of them are.
Right. And just, and that's up to everybody. I mean, to be aware of the rules and regulations of any beach that you're on and, you know, all that, if you need permits, passes, or, you know, anything along those lines, because if I do have information that I know that I'm aware of, like say Island Beach for some reason is closed that weekend, I'll make sure I send out a blast telling people, hey, you can't fish here, or you can't fish there, or they're closing Brick Beach to beach buggies on, you know, this weekend or something like that. But as far as I'm aware, nothing is restricted at the moment.
Very cool. So 15 categories. I can't even think of 15 species that we have available to the fall right them, now.
I got them listed for you on the website. But that's the thing. Like you're talking about all these categories, right? So there's three ways. There's three sections that you can win on. And the one is the striped bass one, which I mentioned is catch and release photo, right? Then there's the locals classics. And so it's the top three weights out of either a bluefish, weakfish, or blackfish, right? So those are like kind of like the local fish that are commonplace. And then the other category is the wild cards, which is pretty cool, man, because we've had some crazy stuff weighed in. But in those that wild card category, I'm going to read them real quick what's eligible. Ready?
Yeah.
Spanish mackerel, hickory shad, little tunny, croaker, kingfish, triggerfish, pompano, bonito, black drum, red drum, and sheep's head. And the last few years, little tunnies have taken the category. Kingfish won it a bunch of years. We did have, what do we have there? Hickory shad actually won something last year. Some dude caught a croaker 1 year. Bonito we've had weighed in. And Spanish mackerel, too. Oh, triggerfish. Some big old triggers, too. We've had like 3.8-pound triggers that won it 1 year. So it's pretty cool.
I tried to win 1 year with a piece of driftwood, but you would not accept it.
And we have the mystery catch category, too. So you might, I don't know. You know, Bobby, you might have a chance if you hook into that driftwood again.
Bring that driftwood back. Bring that driftwood back.
I mean, it was a nice piece. It was at least a 5-pounder.
That's it. I think the year you had that, some dude actually had a bat caught in his line, like an actual mammal.
No
bat
way. I don't remember that.
Yeah, he won the mystery catch category, you know, so I had to give him that. So, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of species to catch. You know, that's what I'm saying. Anything you hook could be a winner. And there's also, just so you know, too, there's a 12-inch minimum size for a bunch of the species, too. So, you know, we're not going to be going and killing like 9-inch bluefish. You know, there's a 12-inch minimum for that. And what I really want to add here, too, with any fish that we catch, okay, any sort of fish we catch, you know, legal catches that you bring in, if you don't want the fish, we will gladly take it from you, because what we do is any fish that people don't want or feel like they want to donate them to us, we fillet them and we give fresh fish fillets and we donate it to St. Gregory's Pantry in Point Pleasant to feed the homeless and the hungry and anyone in need of a meal. And them and the people at St. Gregory's Pantry are always so excited for this weekend, because they say people are so sick of eating canned food that they love getting fresh fish. Last year we gave 60 pounds of fillets that me and two of my buddies filleted for the pantry. So if you don't want your fish, please donate them to us, and you're doing a good thing for a good cause.
That's pretty awesome. 60 fillets, that's not so bad.
No, 60 pounds of fish.
Oh, 60 pound fillet. You had 60
pounds of fillets we had. We had so many bluefish last year and blackfish. It was awesome, man.
Between three guys, how long did it take you to fillet 60 pounds of fish?
Actually, not too long. We were hustling through with the bubble blades, man. It was just like
bubble blades and beer.
I think about an hour, maybe tops, you know?
Oh, that's not bad. Like bubble blades and beer.
Exactly.
Was it really you or was it more the bubble blade? Because it sounds like it was just the bubble blade that worked well.
Just, I was in charge of the carcasses. Sean and Jonah did it. Maybe it was really two people filleting.
That's where the sponsor comes in. Guys, buy the bubble blade. We could fillet 60 pounds in like an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So we also, just so you know, too, we raised, I think it was $2,000 in the 50-50 last year for St. Jude's charity. So there's even more charitable causes. We probably will do St. Jude's again this year unless something local comes up that it takes precedent, you know, such as maybe like a hurricane relief, or if I find something that's more locally involved too, you know. So we'll see by the time the tournament rolls around.
Gotcha. Do you have an estimate how many already signed up, give and take? So we still got another week and a half away.
Not just yet, but it's on the same par as last year right now. Once I check my my logbooks and all that, so it's a lot of people, you know. But you got 20 miles of beach to fish, so you know it's never going to be crowded where you are.
Oh, we're not there for the fishing. The people are there for the party. They're there for the after party and beer.
What do you mean after party? Might as well be partying when you're fishing, right?
See, Bobby's smiling. He knows what. He knows exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
I have some.
I'm saying, Bobby, one year I'm gonna have to not take any work that weekend and literally just do a 30-something hour binge with you fishing and drinking.
Listen. I mean, I have such good memories from these events because they're just fun. They're not the first year. Me and Jesse Avocado, I'll call him.
Right.
We went stupid hard. We fished for 48 hours straight, and it ruined the experience for us. It was not what it was supposed to be. Second year, we relaxed, we had fun, we hung out with Nick a little bit, we drank, we met up with some other friends. It's actually where I came in contact with Lee Wakefield for the first time as well.
Nice.
And that kind of kicked off our friendship there, and now he's part of our podcast, right? So, listen, I have such good memories of this, and now it's just a relaxed event. You come in, you meet your friends, you say hello. And last year, I wasn't able to make it, but the best part about your competition for prizes, you don't even have to be there. If you have to skedaddle early, I got an email all of a sudden from you one day from Saltwater Underground saying you won something. I said, no shit, look at that. I wasn't even there, but it's awesome. So good.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's I want to encourage people, obviously, go to the awards party and all that. But the whole idea, too, is when you're entering the tournament, you really, I hate to say it, but you don't have to be there to win prizes because we pull prizes out at random, you know. But the whole point is to get together and go fish, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to encourage, you know, for people to do.
Yeah. But, you know, stuff comes up, right? I mean, but you can't fish Saturday, right?
Right. So, or if you fish for 1 hour, then that's great, you know, you fished.
Exactly.
But you're right, because I do it on Columbus Day weekend, so people usually have at least some time off on the 4-day or 3-day weekend, you know, to come fish. And, you know, like you said, if work happens to come up and you're like, oh, man, I signed up for that tournament, I can't fish it. Guess what? You're still in the running for every single prize, you know?
Cool. I love it. The whole spirit behind it is just what fishing tournaments should be, not going crazy, just enjoying time, friends and family.
Right, exactly.
I like it. I see tournaments all year and it's always about, I'm going to catch the bigger fish and beat my chest and this and that and win the grand prize. No, right. This one has nothing to do about winning the grand prize. It's everyone gets something. It doesn't matter. And if you catch a fish that kind of places, great. It's a freaking bonus, but still in the end.
It's funny because I will pair up some bigger prizes for the people that do catch, say the top, when they're in the top three of the wild cards or top three of the locals classics, for instance, in the striper category, if you win that, then I usually pair up the St. Croix rod with it too, along with the cash. So you do get better prizes by placing, but I also take 50% of those big grand prizes and I just give those things away for free too. Yeti coolers for free, Shimano's, Ultegra reels for free. You know, I'll give away the big stuff at random too, you know, so it's not just, you don't just have to place to win to get a shot at big prizes.
That's just super awesome. Just go in there just for hanging out. You can come home with a free wood Yeti cooler. I'm good.
Right. Just for hanging.
All right. I mean, that pretty much covers up everything we wanted to cover. Anything else you want to talk to him about, Bob?
No, but we should just talk about food because Pliables is a Jersey secret too. It's the Jersey underground of great snack food and healthy food. I love Pliables. Love it. Every time I go there, you got to stop in to get some Pliable.
Yeah, Pliables and the Crab's Claw has the other food too. And, bars open in there. And then two other sponsors that are literally right across the street are Jersey Mike's and Lenny's Pizza too. So
you
guys stop in and support those dudes too.
Definitely. Man, we got to do a whole episode on just Jersey Eats, man. I definitely know Nick knows how to eat and Bobby definitely knows how to eat. We should just do a Barrier Island Eats. Hidden gems of the Barrier Island.
That's right, brother. Yep. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of like, I just want to make sure people that, you know, if they do hear this this weekend, you can sign up at all the Barry Island tackle shops. But the easiest way to sign up is just go on to saltwaterunderground.com, click the little pop-up that says Barry Island Beach Brawl, click on it and, you know, register right there. And also when you sign up, just so y'all know, even more treasure in the chest, you get a free t-shirt right off the bat that's worth 20, 25 bucks, right? And the design is so radical from Blazing Visuals in Point Pleasant this year. It's so cool, man. So you get the free t-shirt, you get a free two-pack of Spro little bucktail teasers. And then Costa gave me all this crazy like neck gaiters and lanyards and stuff that we give away for free. So, and it's like, right off the bat, the entry fee is $45. You're getting $50 worth of stuff back right away, you know? So it's like, it's ridiculous if you don't sign up for it. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, but, technically, you're signing up for a free tournament because you get all the stuff. You get t-shirts, you get lanyards, you get all this other cool stuff back, and then also chances of winning something incredible either way. You
just said it right there, yeah.
it's just dumb if you're not doing anything that weekend. Why not? Yeah, like even if you're not a great fisherman, just go down there, bring the kids, bring the family, you know, teach them how to fish for that day, you know, and then teach them the after part or the meeting, the ceremony, just kind of bring them into the community the right way. You know, don't let them look on social media and be like, oh, well, that's the way I'm supposed to be a fisherman. No, don't right. Teach them that way. Teach them the correct way of what a real fishing community is all about. You know, we're not here to be gatekeepers and put down other fishermen. We're here as camaraderie friends. Make as many fishing friends as possible. Trust me, when fishing comes, having a really good network and a group of friends is better than having enemies.
Wow, dude, well said, my brother. I mean, that is absolutely well said. I couldn't have said it better what you just did right there. That's why I'm doing this tournament, because of how you just described that.
Yeah, like for me, it's like, I would love to spend a whole day on the water with you, Nick, a whole day on the water with Bobby, and I could care less if I caught a fish. You know what I mean? Right. If I caught a fish, it's a bonus. But it's just the fact that we sit there and we chit-chat and we goof around and just like we act like we're like 10-year-old boys just running around in the yard throwing rocks at each other and like, yeah. You know. And instead of drinking out of a hose, we run to the bar and grab a beer. You know what I mean? We're literally grown-up 10-year-olds. That's all we are. Yeah.
Boy, all this talk right now, I can't wait for 2 weekends from now. So
it's super solid. Sounds good. So, I mean, we're pretty much wrapped up. I just literally wanted to do this pod. Literally, I talked to Bobby the other day. I was like, I need to bring Nick on his things next year. You know, we love to support our local guys. And, you know, we want to bring as many people out. I was like, let me just hit up Nick, see if he has in his free time, in his crazy network of schedules, if we can just slide in a good 30, 45 minutes just to get him to talk about his brawl and all that stuff. And so we got it in, and I'm super happy that we got it all together.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, boys, man, I can't thank you both enough for just having me out here. And Bobby, I'll probably see you in a little bit next weekend. I hope
so. I'm gonna try. It's I don't know, trout are calling my name, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you better be listening to the Bass and the Blues, you know.
Man, that would be that would be pretty good though. Yeah, you get an opportunity to bring Nick up there. Maybe an episode of Saltwater Underground freshwater version of the Farmington or something would be dope.
Eventually I plan on that. I got an ice fishing episode I want to do too, but you know, first things first, gotta cover the salt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, get some rest, get your repacking, because I know you got an incredible week of traveling before the brawl actually happened. So safe travels, my brother. And thank you for hopping on. And me and Bobby's going to stay on and close this out.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Love you both, man.
All right. Take it easy, man. Have a great trip.
You too, guys.
Take care, Nick.
All right, cool. That was a quick and easy one. Yeah, we usually don't do random ones. Like I call you in the middle of the work. Hey, Bobby, you want to do an episode real quick? No, but I'll jump on anyway.
I didn't say no. I just said if I could, I would. And here I am.
You still pull through. I didn't have to hit the emergency eject button to kick you out.
No, it's all quiet here.
Perfect. Nick
is solid. Solid, solid.
Solid guy. You know what I mean? It's just like... Dude, I don't know, man. I like his personality. You know, in the beginning, it's just like it's a hearsay, she say, you know what I mean? I hear people say things and then I'm just like, I don't know. And then the first time I met him and talked to him, I was like, dude, it's just like, I feel like I've met him for like 10 years. You know what I mean? And you guys are like literally in the same neighborhood. So you got literally grew up next to each other somewhat.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've never heard anyone say anything bad about Nick.
Yeah.
He only means the best and he does the best for everyone. And this tournament is one of those things where he already told you, I mean, you're paying $45-$50, but you're getting $45-$50 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, the tournament is just for everyone. It's not for the hardcore fishermen. You can make of it what you want. If you want to go hard, go hard. If you want to just enjoy your time, which I would highly suggest just enjoying life and meeting people and hanging out instead of really going crazy, because at the end of the day, everyone's a winner at this tournament.
And I feel that.
Everyone can win a prize. So and just I feel enjoy this- your time and have fun with it.
Yeah, and I feel this tournament's an opportunity for, like, just say, like, a family to get together just to enjoy a day outdoors, right? Just, you know, have fishing, having fun, and then just joining the ceremony and stuff afterward, just kind of having fun as a family, as a whole.
Exactly. So, everyone visit saltwaterunderground.com. Click on that little Barrier Island Beach Brawl pop-up and sign up if you can for now. It's 2 weeks away. It's 7th and 8th. It's going to be a blast.
100%.
Come find me.
Yeah, come find Bobby, come find Nick, say hi, say you guys joined the brawl because of the Tide Chasers podcast. You know, let them know where you heard it from. And besides that, good luck to those anglers out there for that tournament. And just remember, in the end, have fun, guys. That's all it is. Just have fun. All right. Besides that, catch us on the next episode, guys. All right. Have a great day and tight lines.